If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Confronting Omicron.
It is clearly here in at least 15 states.
Michigan shooting investigation.
Will there be liability on the part of the school?
Remembering Bob Dole.
I always thought of him as the Bob Hope of the Senate.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Daily COVID cases in this country now top 100,000 for the first time since October, rising during the holidays. Most are still from the Delta variant, but the Omicron variant has been found in at least 15 states. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on ABC's This Week on the effort to modify vaccines.
They're already in conversations about streamlining the authorization of this, of an Omicron-specific vaccine, partially because much of the vaccine is actually exactly the same, and really it would just be that mRNA code that would have to change.
CBS's Charlie Daggett in London has the latest on new travel restrictions that call for a COVID test within 24 hours of a flight to the U.S.
Before heading back home to Wyoming, Sue and Bill Lee had to make an emergency stop at a London clinic after the CDC dropped the new rules about testing.
It was nothing. It was very easy to do.
But like other U.S. travelers, they found themselves in a hurry-up offense after last week's White House announcement. That used to be a 72-hour test before flying, leaving Americans to wonder where, when, and exactly how to get tested.
In the Michigan school shooting investigation, the parents of the suspect faced charges. And attention is focused on whether school officials did all they could beforehand. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
If the parents know that they bought a gun and they may know that. Yes. That they didn't secure it, the child has a backpack. Why wouldn't you look? Yeah. The school may not have known. The school needs reasonable suspicion in order to look in that backpack.
President Biden plans to speak tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin amid concerns that Moscow could order an invasion of Ukraine as soon as next month. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Biden administration officials are expressing deep concern about the evidence that Russia may be preparing for a military invasion. And the president's going into his call with the Russian leader with something he doesn't always get here in Washington, bipartisan support. White House officials say direct conversation between the two leaders is essential at a time of high tension like this. And this will be the first direct conversation between the two presidents since July.
Well, President Biden says Bob Dole had an unerring sense of integrity and honor. Former President George W. Bush said Dole was a good man who represented the finest of American values. Dole, the longtime Kansas senator, Republican presidential nominee, and World War II hero, died yesterday at 98.
Just about everybody identifies Bob Dole with the way things used to be. You would fight it out on the political campaign trail, but once the election was over, you came together for the country, you tried to reach reasonable compromises.
Political scientist Larry Sabato says Dole was serious on policy, but displayed a sharp sense of humor in Washington. CBS's Dr. David Agus was on Dole's medical team and says he really wanted to overcome a recent cancer diagnosis and make it to 100.
Every time we spoke is, am I going to get there? And he was actually planning the seating chart for that 100th birthday party. And to him, birthday parties were amazing monumental events. And you look at what he had gone through the war and after, and obviously he was thankful to be alive and to accomplish what he did.
Overseas, military rulers in Myanmar have hit Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi with a 4-year prison term. She's been held on a variety of charges since a coup ousted her 10 months ago.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There's more to the Chris Cuomo story. He was fired by CNN over the weekend for doing more than first thought to help his brother fend off sexual harassment charges. Now, as CBS's Matt Piper tells us, a woman is making allegations about him.
Attorney Deborah Katz says she told CNN of new sexual harassment allegations from a client of hers on Wednesday. She says her client was the victim of serious sexual misconduct by Chris Cuomo and wants to remain anonymous. Katz says she was in discussions with CNN about providing evidence of the allegations and making her client available for an interview with CNN's outside counsel.
It's alleged the behavior took place before Cuomo worked at CNN. A Tennessee appeals court has ordered a new trial for a black man who was convicted by an all-white jury that deliberated in a room filled with a portrait of Jefferson Davis and other Confederate memorabilia. Tim Gilbert was convicted of assault and other charges. Well, things got bad last week for workers at Better.com during a Zoom call with the CEO.
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated. Effective immediately.
900 workers, about 9% of the company's workforce, let go in that Zoom call. A survey out today from the National Association for Business Economics has sharply raised inflation forecasts. The panel of experts expecting a 6% rise in prices this quarter. 87% blame supply chain problems as the major reason. Well, Negro League legend Buck O'Neill is among six new inductees into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Also picked Gil Hodges, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Jim Cott, and Bud Fowler. It was a glittering night in Washington, D.C., the Kennedy Center honors.
After 2020's show was replaced by a scaled-down ceremony, the Kennedy Center honors played out before President Joe Biden and a fully vaccinated audience. Singer Ellie Goulding performing one of honoree Joni Mitchell's many hits. Singer Justino Diaz, Motown founder Berry Gordy, Bette Midler, and Saturday Night Live Supremo Lorne Michaels also honored at a gala event President Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, famously skipped during his White House years, host David Letterman.
Tonight, it is quite nice to see the presidential box once again being occupied.
Which did not spare Mr. Biden a jab from comedian Michael Che.
It's intimidating doing jokes in front of President Biden. I keep having to remind myself that there's no way he's still awake right now, is it?
At a White House reception, Mr. Biden thanked all honorees, past and present, for sharing their gifts with a grateful world. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's normally quiet at the movie theater box office the weekend after Thanksgiving. This year was no exception.
On the menu at the movies, Leftovers. Casita. Disney's Encanto repeats at number one with just $12 million in ticket sales. Ghostbusters Afterlife and the much maligned House of Gucci take the second and third spots.
It's chic.
But the big surprise...
Joseph, I can't keep looking. He's coming.
Fathom, which isn't a movie, but an episode of a faith-based streaming series focused on the birth of Jesus. It came in fourth. grossing $4.1 million in limited release. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actor Tom Holland confirms he's trading in his Spider-Man suits for a top hat and tails. He's going to play Fred Astaire in an upcoming biopic. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.